how much of what you did yesterday, where you went, how you accomplished things were by your own inclination. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. How much of what you did, where you went, and how you accomplished things was by the leading of the Lord? Paul is making his final exhortation at the close of the first letter to the church in Corinth. He gives practical instruction to the Jewish Christians about raising money for the needy Gentile Christians. He advises them to collect the fund weekly on the first day of the week. Just not an exhortation to regular giving, but to careful planning and handling of money. Paul reveals that he will stay in Ephesus. He explains his travel plans as if he's being accused of vacillating on a trip to Macedonia. His movements, however, are directed by the Lord in chapter 16, verse 7, if the Lord permits, and not by his personal inclination. That means what he did, where he went, and how he accomplished things was not by his own inclination, but was by the leading of the Lord. Paul was determined to seize the opportunity for significant service. After all, a door of opportunity was open to him, and he was going to do what needed to be done, led by the Lord. Paul's conclusion indicates that there were those who were against him. Well, there's always haters in the crowd. It didn't stop Paul. It didn't stop Jesus. And I know it's not going to stop you. Yesterday is locked away in the tomb of time, and a brand new day is upon you that is just emerging out of the womb of time. You can cry over spilt milk or the losses of yesterday, or you can go through the doors of opportunity that God places before you today. And the greatest opportunity may be on the other side of the door, or it may be right where you are. Hey, it's a new day, and every day brings a new chapter, a fresh page, and a new beginning. Let old things pass away and step into the newness of a brand new day. Seize the opportunities God will offer you over the next 24 hours. Be wise to open and look carefully at every open door as God presents, and enjoy the journey led by the Lord and not by your own inclination. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.